Chairman. Thank you, committee members, for allowing me the opportunity to speak to you. My name is Dennis Cashman. I'm from Bridgewater. My wife and I recently moved full-time to Bridgewater after having vacationed for 35 years. I just encourage you to think of the possibilities that tourism does actually convert over to full-time residencies and increasing the tax base. In reference to the last question, I could just say from my own experiences that I would not have purchased my house if it overlooked 70 wind turbines. I'm a PhD college professor, and I teach doctoral level students in leadership and management. And I just wanted to endorse the other comments about the beauty of the lake, so I won't go into that. I support the vision of renewable energy for the state of New Hampshire, but it should be for the benefit of its residents. I teach my leadership and management doctoral students that vision is a necessary and powerful force for change. 25% renewable energy by the year 2025 is a powerful vision. And within my change leadership courses, I remind my students that a vision can go terribly wrong without an implementable action plan. Currently in the state of New Hampshire, there exists no current energy plan. I tell my students that vision without a clear implementable plan is blind. Without this informed energy plan, the state's decision makers must rely upon the readily available research provided to them by those who have the most to gain, the corporations who wish to industrialize our ridgelines. They present the research as objective and truthful. I mentor my dissertation students to take a critical eye when receiving or when reviewing and conducting research. And in ethical research, all steps in the research process must be transparent. Data must be allowed to speak the truth, which sometimes results in the opposite direction than originally thought. The benchmark of ethical research demonstrates objective and transparent results that may not support the original intent. Secondly, research also always incorporates lessons learned from other objective peer-reviewed studies. Sometimes my students want to take shortcuts and only find past research that supports their hypotheses. In other words, from their passion, they become biased. The research is no longer objective. Without the full complement of available peer-reviewed academic studies, prior studies, research becomes little more than a passionate marketing campaign for what the student wanted to prove. This is what I find in the current research that's funded by the multi-billion dollar corporations in support of industrialized wind turbines in New Hampshire. As I've dug into my own academic peer-reviewed research databases, I found compelling and objective research that confirms that industrialized wind turbines cannot fulfill our energy needs without sacrificing thousands of miles of ridgelines. I found recent research that confirms medical issues from the infrasonic noise created by the industrialized wind turbines. These are not internet blogs. These are scientifically validated, academically sound, peer-reviewed research studies. They're not corporate funded, nor have they been carefully edited to fulfill the marketing goals of a passionate corporation. The bottom line is that you cannot effectively implement an energy plan that is best for the state of New Hampshire without objective research data that's fully transparent to all affected parties from the moment the research study was first conceived. Without such a comprehensive plan, the state is forced to react to the subjective, edited marketing data that's presented to them in the guise of sound research. I recall a quote from a tale of Alice in Wonderland that seems to be characterizing where we currently find ourselves in this path to renewable energy. We are lost, but we are making great time. I respectfully request your support of the bill to establish a moratorium so that we have the necessary time to move forward with what is best for the citizens of the state of New Hampshire. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions from the committee?